Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All right, T. Nashville, Sharon Kay is in the house, and I'm so happy to have you with us on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon, and I'm just delighted that the Lord made this beautiful day that we can actually have a Wednesday and it's not raining. Because this time last week it was pouring, and the week before that as well. We do have a flood advisory, though, that remains in effect for us all this week. So you all do keep that in mind if you live in flood-prone areas, that the conditions have not left us that would make it favorable for additional flooding potential. We have no chances for rain tonight or tomorrow, not until tomorrow night. So enjoy at least 24 hours rain-free. And tonight's low should be around 38. Just a little nippy, but not raining. Anyway, we have about 50 degrees in the city, and cruising home on this Wednesday afternoon. In the studio is another newly minted leader in our community, and today on the show are newly minted people. First hour was Keith Caldwell, the new president of our Nashville branch of the NAACP, and now we want to shift gears and welcome in our new senator, Brenda Gilmore.
Thank you. How you doing, Sherry?
I am wonderful. You look wonderful as well.
Yes, yes.
And every time I see Senator Gilmore in her beautiful photos in red and all that, and she just be looking good.
Thank you, sister.
How do you do this?
Thank you.
Always looking good.
I appreciate that.
And that's why you don't see my picture up there hardly ever.
Oh.
Because I'm dressed down.
Thank you so much.
Now, I asked Keith to stay just for a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Because he mentioned you in last hour as being part of the
NAACP Executive Committee.
Okay.
And she's also over the fundraising campaign for our Renaissance 100 campaign.
Oh,
so
Senator
Brenda Gilmore, she's also my senator.
Yes.
And we love her, and she's done phenomenal work, and we want to...
And this is my president, and he's doing a great job. And I know he told you that when we had the swearing-in ceremony for the new officers and executive board, it was standing room only.
Oh, wow.
So that's been a message to me and to the community that people are excited about NAACP and the good work that they've always done and what they're going to do in the future.
Amen. Mm-hmm. So in the young, dynamic leadership, for someone who I know has been a member for a long time.
I have. And, I'm a lifetime member. I'm excited that we have an outstanding young man. You know, society is pretty tough on our black men.
Yes, it is.
So when we see them doing good things, I'm there to help push and encourage them to go even higher.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm excited, and I feel good things are coming.
Yes.
So before you leave, what specifically, as a leader in our community, how can the leadership of Nashville support the branch?
Well, they can come, and actually, we can always use financial support. I mean, that goes without saying. But we need people's talents and time and gifts.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, we meet every fourth Thursday at 6 p.m. at Matthew Walker Health Center. Just come and see the new NAACP. A lot of times people have, you know, when you're 100 years old, you get sideways with some people at one point or another. So we're saying, if you've ever been hurt, if you've ever been insulted, or if you ever, you know, just have left, we extend the olive branch of peace.
Okay.
And say, come back home.
Amen.
And we have the structure and the ability to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could do on our own.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a 100-year track record of doing good things. And that just come on back home. Like Al Green said, if you found you're a long way from home, that's somebody doing you wrong.
Yes.
All you got to do, come back home.
And if there's anybody out there too, Sharon Kay, that has real strong fundraising skills, organization skills, tell them to come and help us. We're going to be celebrating our Freedom Fund banquet in June.
Okay.
So we got time to plan it. We just need good people to come and help. And there's always room at the cross. We're not turning anybody away. Tell them to come on in.
It's not too crowded at the cross.
No, it's not. So come on down.
Whosoever will.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, have you any early details of where it's going to be held or anything like that?
No, we're trying to find. And so if there are any ministers out there, pastors of churches who would be willing to open up their doors for the NAACP, complimentary, we would welcome that opportunity.
Okay.
But we're trying to find one of our city churches that would be willing to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And our goal is to have 200 or 300 people there.
That's wonderful.
We want to thank Watson Grove for John Faison for opening up his doors to our gospel explosion that we're going to have the first week in April, and we're going to be featuring Dr. Bobby Jones.
Okay.
So, and now we're looking, as Senator has said, for a larger venue about the size of Pastor Drumright's church or something like that. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
Temple.
You know Temple. You mean over off of King's Lane?
That's it,
okay,
it,
that Temple. Yeah, definitely.
Pastor Darryl Drumright.
Okay, we want to call him out. All right.
My friend.
Yes. So keep us posted on that.
All right.
And Keith, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Sharon. I love you, too.
Love you, and we'll see you soon.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now,
President.
Senator Gilmore, it is just always so good.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Lord is just so good, because you look, I mean, really, and I know it was a tough battle for you, and it was a lot, and, you know, it was a lot, because you had to really come in there. So you have done the trifecta of council, state representative, and senator.
Yes. I thank God, and I thank all the good people in District 19.
Yes.
In fact, all over the city, they were so encouraging and supportive. Everything that I could have wanted, we were able to do. So, it was great. It was intense, and it was very competitive.
It was.
But, you know, sometimes, as my grandmother used to say, if it don't kill you, it'll make a better woman out of you.
So
I feel like I came out on the other side stronger.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. So in this race, because this wasn't this one of the toughest races that you've had?
Yeah, because I've really been blessed. I really never had any formidable competition. So it's good, and it keeps us honest, keeps us accountable. So I'm not complaining
about
it. Kept
you on your toes, too. Huh?
Yes.
Because I would look up, and you'd just be here and there.
That's
right. I was like, okay, that's
right. I worked hard.
Yeah, you did.
I always, anytime I approach a campaign, I always want to give everything I got to it.
Uh-huh.
So that when I get to the end, whether I win or lose, I would have felt like that I've done my best.
Yeah.
And that's all you can do.
Yes.
It's the best.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have represented so well. Now, can you tell us about the differences between that district and your new Senate seat?
Well, of course, just sheer numbers. In the state house, I represented about 64,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Senate, you represent somewhere between 125,000 and 150,000.
Okay, it's almost double.
Yes. Okay. In District 19, it runs from North Nashville to West Nashville, about to the 40th block. And it goes East Nashville up to Englewood, South Nashville, of course, all the downtown area, the Gulch area, and out to Antioch.
Oh, that's pretty
substantial. Yeah, so it stretches across the county.
So what are some of your constituents telling you that they want you to watch out for?
Well, most of my bills have to do with criminal justice reform, and I hope I will be successful in getting them through. The new governor has also said that he wanted to address criminal justice reform, and we're seeing a lot of that done on the national level. But we have so many people. Tennessee put so many people in prison for nonviolent offenses, and we should be trying to find some alternative ways. Not to say that you condone anybody doing anything wrong, but when you spend about $40,000 a year on someone to put them in the prison.
Mm-hmm.
We could be using that money on our highways.
Yes, ma'am.
For our educational system,
mm-hmm.
for mental health, in so many different ways to make a difference in our community. So, and the fact that when you think about people going to prison, it just doesn't affect that person. It impacts the family,
mm-hmm.
and the people that they leave behind.
Well, how strong is the lobby for the Core Civic, formerly Community Corrections of America? How strong is that lobby?
Very, very strong.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a billion-dollar business.
Really?
People are making money off of private prison systems. In fact, we see it on the national level
mm-hmm.
when President Trump is stopping people at the border and separating families.
Yes.
Then you have private prisoners that...
Are these the Core Civic facilities where they're going?
You know, I can't say that. I don't know. It may be.
Mm-hmm.
It may be. But I do know there's private prisons
mm-hmm.
that are providing the facilities
mm-hmm.
for those families that are just being torn
mm-hmm.
apart.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And so it's another cottage industry like it was when they locked up the black men, and that was how a stock market driven company
mm-hmm.
became quite successful.
Absolutely.
The more they lock up,
mm-hmm.
the more money the stockholders make.
That's right. That's
wow.
right. And it's predominantly African American. I used to say men, but now even women
mm-hmm.
there, because not that we are committing more crimes.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that we just don't have the money to get adequate representation.
Right.
That was a long word to get out.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you don't have the funds, you end up staying locked up in prison.
Sure.
Till you can make your bond. Or you don't have a good attorney. And not to say that public attorneys are not good,
sure.
but they just so overloaded
right.
that sometimes they don't have an opportunity to do the proper research.
Well, not with hundreds of cases. I mean, how could they?
Absolutely, absolutely. So I think that's probably why you see more blacks in prison than
mm-hmm.
you do white. Not that we are bad people or that
yeah.
we commit more crimes. We just don't have the funds to get good attorneys.
Do you see, since your district stretches across Nashville, basically,
mm-hmm.
a section of Nashville, do the issues differ that much from one side, from Antioch way over there to way over here?
No. I don't think so.
Okay.
I think everybody want to live in safe neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Everybody want their children to be in good schools so
mm-hmm.
they can get a good quality education,
because
mm-hmm. that makes the difference between sometimes being involved in crimes
yeah.
or having low-paid jobs, and everybody wants good health care.
Yes.
I think we all want the same thing, whether you're black or white
yeah.
or young or old. We want a good life, yes.
Are issues of concern for your constituents, do they also include Nashville's infrastructure or, you know, our transportation issue that is burning in Nashville?
Yes, absolutely. It used to be that you could get up on the interstate by 4 o'clock and go wherever you want to. Now you got to get up on the interstate to Nashville at least by 1:30.
Yes, ma'am.
To get where you want to.
Yes, Lord.
And we know that our last transit plan failed horrible.
Yeah,
something like 60. I think it was close to 65% of people said, no, this is not the right plan.
Wow.
I think it was too expensive. And the people on the outskirts of the city
mm-hmm.
didn't feel like it was benefiting them.
Right.
So we do need something. There's no way you can say that we don't need to address our infrastructure.
Right.
But that wasn't the right plan.
Right.
And then the fact that I think Mayor Megan Berry was kind of the face for that plan.
Sure.
And, of course, when she resigned, I think that caused...
out of sight, out of mind.
Yes, caused some challenges to the transportation plan.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I'm just fearful that it's not going to come back up for a long time to come because it is
will.
A hot issue.
Mm-hmm. And the longer we wait, the more expensive it becomes.
Truly.
Mm-hmm. You know, you just can't kick the bucket down the...
Yeah.
down the road so far.
Right.
And after a while, it's going to begin to. Right now, everybody wants to come to Nashville.
Right.
It's the it city, as they say. But
they want to come here, but if they can't get around, they're not coming
back. That's right. It will begin to affect our economy soon.
They spent the whole time here on stuck on the interstate or gridlock.
It's no fun.
Yeah, no.
And it's stressful as well.
Yes, definitely. Most definitely. And the wear and tear on the infrastructure.
Absolutely.
That's terrible.
Absolutely.
Anyway, I'm happy to have in the studio today Tennessee Senator Merinda Gilmore.
Thank you.
Know, a longtime guest on this show, and I'm very, very happy to have her here today.
Thank you.
And I mentioned you recently on the show, and I did a confessional. I said, you know, that Senator Gilmore, I'm always going to love her. Because when I was down and out and I was broke at home working two or three jobs, making $8 and $9 an hour trying to make my ends meet, one day you called me out of the clear blue sky. I said, now look at that, Jesus. I am important in the mind of somebody in Nashville.
Of course you're important to all of us.
This was about 15 to 20 years ago.
Are you serious?
Yes, ma'am.
And you still remember?
I do.
Oh, wow.
That's what keeps me humble and down on my knees remembering that.
Remembering our old
days. Because you were the only one that called me of any power and stature in Nashville. Uh-huh. The rest of y'all didn't. So I always going to love
you. I appreciate you.
Yeah, I'm always
going
to love you.
We make new friends, but we keep our old friends.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And you said to me, and then I'm a hush. Sharon Kay, I don't know why, but you were just on my mind today. I was like, I was. So
that's great.
Yeah, that sustained me being a good Christian. That's what you were.
Thank you.
Yeah, so you're working for Jesus. Anyway, if you have a question or comment and want to talk to Senator Brenda Gilmore, please call us. It's 615-329-8810. Let's take this time out, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Dependable and knowledgeable agent, seeks customers looking for protection and long-term relationships. Look no further than Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Having one special person for your car, home, and life insurance lets you get down to business with the rest of your life. You can stop by the offices of Terry W. Jones at 545 Main Stream Drive, Suite 104 in Metro Center, or call 615-256-6066 or by email at myagent@terrywjones.net.
A wreck with injuries on 14th and Broadway, another nearby at the Church Street exit, backing up I-40 east from Charlotte to Broadway. More wrecks with injuries on West End Avenue near 21st and on Bryan East toward I-24. In Woodbine, a wreck on 24 east right before the Antioch Pike overpass. This traffic report is brought to you by Prince's Hot Chicken in South Nashville. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the Tennessee Army National Guard. Aired by the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Support for What's the 411 is being brought to you by Integrity Dental Care. Are you happy with your smile? Are you starting to see bad results from smoking, drinking, bad foods, or soft drinks? Integrity Dental Care would love to help you get your smile back. We do general checkups, cleanings, whitening, and take care of cavities. Consultations are free because Dr. Jacqueline Mitchell wants you to leave better than you came. At Integrity Dental Care, we treat you with integrity and not as a number. All insurances are accepted, including 10 care and cover kids. We're located at Southern Hills Hospital, Suite 314, Building C, and can be reached at 615-445-8700 or online at integritycares.com. Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All righty, Nashville, Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK Historic Fisk University and the Tennessee Senate District 19. Senator is in the studio with us this afternoon. We're just delighted to have Senator Brenda Gilmore here. This is her first appearance on the show since she became the senator, went from representative to senator.
That's right.
It is.
That's right. That I guess bothers me is the fact that as state legislators, we said we don't want federal government to tell us what to do.
Exactly.
But they continually to tell Davidson County.
That's overreach, isn't
it? Yes, it is. It's a grab of power.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, telling Davidson County what to do. These are rural legislators, and they certainly have the right to do it. But because you have the authority doesn't mean it's the right thing to
right.
do. Yeah.
And why should they be worrying about that? They don't even live here. And when the taxpayers and the community speaks, we're telling you what we want. You don't get to do on high dictates to tell us what you want.
Yes.
And I think that was so wrong.
It is.
And
it also represents, I've been thinking about it, it represents voter suppression.
It does.
Because we've had the voters of Nashville, Davidson County have voted one way, and just with a flip of the switch, they're reversing what Davidson County wants.
And additionally, it is a negativity on something that has even gotten up off the ground yet.
Right.
With already, well, we got to look at this as if y'all getting ready to do something wrong. I mean, they're casting that negative light on this thing as if to say, yep. I mean, it just reminds me so much of, and I'm going to have to speak how I feel because y'all know how I am, but it reminds me so much of white people not trusting this old stereotype. Well, I wonder what them black folk doing over there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what it reminds me
like
of.
Like a patriarchal attitude. We got to watch over you and tell you what to do.
Right.
And the fact that...
And don't give you no control.
Yes. And Knoxville have had a community oversight board for years with the ability to have subpoena power.
Mm-hmm.
And there hasn't been any issues.
Mm.
So now it just makes you very suspicious when Davidson County comes up with it, why there's a need to have...
And all of a sudden.
Yes.
Now, when was he sworn in? The 19th or 20th of January?
Yeah, I think it was the 19th of January.
So 3 weeks in, you already checking on to see what the black folks are doing? I mean, really? Does that tell us what's ahead for us?
And, you know,
and I'm concerned about that.
I mentioned this last hour that he has not consulted with, that we know of, anyone in terms of, we reached out to him from here to ask him to come on and sort of talk about these issues and some others. He isn't going anywhere where anybody can question him in a public forum to find out why.
I did, Reverend X, I did tell him I wanted to sit down and talk with him, and he said that he would be willing to do that. So I'm going to follow up and get on his agenda and talk with him. I feel like that
on this issue in particular?
Yes, on this issue.
Okay.
Yes. And try to persuade him, if it does come out of the House and the Senate and get approved, at least ask him, will he not support it, and if he would veto it.
We couldn't get him to even call us for an interview when he was running as a candidate.
No.
We couldn't get a return call, email, nothing.
But that's
nothing.
Typical.
Well, that's not a good thing, is it?
No, it isn't, because we're trying to give both sides, but if the other side, so all I can do and all X can do is be fair. And when we're not, we're looking like we're biased.
That's right.
And that's not biased. Yeah. It's the people who don't respond and they won't show up.
And what bugs me is that, you know, they won't come on here or anywhere else where people can
community.
Talk to the community, especially of color. And then we see them in front of cameras, you know, News Channel 4 or 5 on these other ones, you know, talk, you know, he has a lot to say there, but won't put himself in a forum where people can ask him the right questions to find out, well, why?
Well,
and get our opinion whatsoever.
It is what it is, but he's not the only one.
Because we need leaders who represent all of us, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what we hope. Mm-hmm. But we can see with the current climate, and that vote, when that referendum passed, it was by a 60% margin.
Yes.
That wasn't, no, you know, one or two people.
Mm-hmm.
That was a loud yes for Davidson County.
That's right.
And Davidson County is certainly not 60% black.
That's what I'm saying. And it wasn't just black people.
No. This was half the white vote.
Yes.
So in saying that, even that community recognizes that there's a problem.
That's right.
And with two incidents in our community in a short span of time, but I still smell a rat on this, and I do, I heard what you did say about the these bills coming up, and they were mainly at the behest of rural Tennessee legislators.
Mm-hmm.
Do these folks, do they always come up with this type of bill, or are they just, from what your observation is?
Well, they the Tennessee General Assembly has reversed just numerous bills from Davidson County.
Mm-hmm.
So it really makes me suspicious. I don't know if it's because Davidson County is the last blue spot in the whole state of Tennessee, because we know this is a red state now.
Yeah.
Because Nashville is considered liberal or progressive. But they have just, for affordable housing, mm-hmm. we had the legislators reverse that.
Mm-hmm.
The Metro Council passed a bill where they were going to make it easier for contracting for women and minorities and people from the gay community.
Yes.
They reversed that. It's just probably been four or five bills that the city council members, and if they're going to govern the
city of Nashville,
then we don't need our Metro Council.
Right.
And we don't
need the mayor.
Yes.
I mean, so Bill Lee now has become the everything person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's more than a power grab. That's frightening.
Yeah. And it's really unfair, because you know that the state of Tennessee mostly, we get our operational funds from sales tax.
Yeah.
And most of the sales tax come from Davidson County.
Yes.
Yeah, so we are very important to the state of Tennessee and how we operate in our revenue. But yet, when it comes to governing, it seems like that Tennessee General Assembly feels like that they are the mommy and the daddy of us, and that they have to tell us what to do.
Has it always been like this, or is this probably some of the worst you've seen? Was the Haslam administration doing all this overreach like this as well?
Yeah, it was most of the bills that was passed to preempt.
Mm-hmm.
Davidson County happened under Haslam, yes.
Really?
Yeah. It was a bill about rental units that was preempted by the Tennessee General Assembly. It's probably been four or five issues,
mm-hmm.
important issues,
mm-hmm.
that has been preempted, yes.
Do you see in this current legislative session, do you see echoes of the Trump administration in them?
I would just say that there's some very conservative legislators,
mm-hmm.
Down there. There's some good people. I won't say that. There's some really good people, but there are also some very, very conservative, mm-hmm. legislators. And sometimes their value systems don't line up with our value systems.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be disappointing.
Mm-hmm. Now, and in saying that, what is the status on the Bedford Forest monument or bust in there in the Capitol?
Well, I had a bill last session. I don't have a bill this session, asking that it be moved to the State Museum, because I felt like that would be a better location.
Mm-hmm.
And it also would put it in proper context. So when young people visit, you would have an opportunity to explain and educate. Right now, as legislators, you have to pass by that bus every single time. And I don't think white legislators understand the pain that causes us when we have to pass by him, knowing that not only being a slave owner it wasn't unusual during that time. Yeah. But the fact that he was so cruel and heartless, mm-hmm. the fact that you had soldiers who surrendered themselves mm-hmm. and he still slaughtered them. He's also
the first Klan leader.
Yes. And so he just has a horrible history, mm-hmm. and he shouldn't be in a place of reverence. I will say that Governor Haslam was also in favor of moving him out of the state capital.
Okay.
Yes, he was.
And what is the current Governor Lee? What's his stance on that?
He has said that he was in favor of remaining where he is. Mm-hmm.
They go two strikes. I mean, I'm like saying... Oh, Lord, this is starting to be kind of worrisome, y'all. When dots line up this early, it hadn't even been 30 days. What would that tell us?
So we're not going to give up. We're not going to give up. We'll try again maybe next year and see. I think that Memphis was able to outmaneuver the system and got rid of theirs.
Yeah.
And there were some legislators who got angry because they did that, and they toppled them, and they punished Memphis by taking funds away
yes.
from them,
yeah.
over $200,000 away from them. And so I was just trying to wait till all the dust settled and then maybe go back to the well again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is so punitive. That is so petty, you know?
I would agree.
But the Lord sees all.
Yes, he does.
He
yes.
does.
He's still in control.
Oh, yes, he is. Oh, till the end of time. Thank you, Jesus. I know that must be your prayer all the time, knowing this, you know. That's a lot. That's a lot,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I'll be praying for you.
All right, you do that.
At that Capitol building, I do. Anyway, when we come back from the break, I want to talk about this current legislative session. If you have a question, comment, or concern about what's on the agenda coming up this session, you know, it's the medical marijuana is coming up and other issues of importance. 615-329-8810. Let's take a time out and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810. 329-8810.
Support for What's the 411 is being brought to you by Integrity Dental Care. Are you happy with your smile? Are you starting to see bad results from smoking, drinking, bad foods, or soft drinks? Integrity Dental Care would love to help you get your smile back. We do general checkups, cleanings, whitening, and take care of cavities. Consultations are free because Dr. Jacqueline Mitchell wants you to leave better than you came. At Integrity Dental Care, we treat you with integrity and not as a number. All insurances are accepted, including 10 care and cover kids. We're located at Southern Hills Hospital, Suite 314, Building C, and can be reached at 615-445-8700 or online at integritycares.com.
A wreck with injuries on 14th and Broadway, another nearby at the Church Street exit, backing up I-40 east from Charlotte to Broadway. More wrecks with injuries on West End Avenue near 21st and on Bryan East toward I-24. In Woodbine, a wreck on 24 east right before the Antioch Pike overpass. This traffic report is brought to you by Prince's Hot Chicken in South Nashville. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard. Sponsored by the Tennessee Army National Guard. Aired by the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810. 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All right, in Nashville, Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on. Jazzy 88 WFSK Historic. Fisk University. And as we sit in the middle of Black History Month, we're happy to have you tuned in and turned on to some discussion and dialogue on this live broadcast here on WFSK. In the studio is our newly elected state senator of District 19, Brenda Gilmore, and we are discussing a host of issues, questions or comments, 615-329-8810. I believe we have Valerie on the phone. Hey, Valerie.
Hey.
How are you?
Wonderful. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Valerie. How you doing?
Hey, Senator Gilmore.
Do you have a question? Do you have a question or a comment for us today, Valerie?
Well, I was calling. I'm with the American Medical Technologies, and currently there's a bill in the House that's opposing licensure people to work in medical labs. And I was just trying to call her and ask her, does she know who is opposing that bill? Because, you know, a lot of us have gone to school, you know, four-year colleges, you know, took biology and chemistry to go work in the lab. Why would they propose a bill for us to not be licensed in the state of Tennessee no longer?
Okay, and who are they proposing that would no longer be licensed? I missed that point. Who is it targeted toward?
Medical technologists, people that work in the hospital labs and maybe the medical red cross labs. So they have to be licensed, the state of Tennessee licensed. I mean, somebody has proposed a bill. I think it's bill number HB0328 on 24 to stop all licensures and just let anybody come in and work. And I'm thinking that that'll be bad for the medical society because the doctors won't get good testing.
I agree. I'm not sure who the sponsor is. Do you know who the sponsor is?
I am not sure, but
I think there's just a general feeling with some of our conservative legislators to deregulate businesses, and sometimes that causes problems. In fact, there's a bill down there deregulating natural hair, where you wouldn't have to have any inspections, you wouldn't have to certifications, and I don't think that that's a good idea either. I think it can cause damages to our scalp. And primarily, natural hair is black folks, so I think that that's not good for us.
Yes.
I think it's an effort.
Well, that's the reason why I know I'm not just trying to be, you know, rude about it, but, you know, a lot of our heritage have gone on and worked in labs, and they went to TSU and Memphis State and all over, you know, the state of Tennessee. And, you know, they have a four-year degree, and to bring in people who don't have no degree to perform lab tests, and, you know, we're living in an area where they're doing a lot of molecular sciences, and, you know, and they're going back to school, and if our governor is pushing us to go back to school, but yet allowing the Senate and the legislators to take away the license, what's the point of pushing going back to get that education?
Well, what some of the things that you can do is you can track that bill, and since you already got the bill number, and find out what committee is going before, and if you don't know that, you're welcome to call my office and we can help you with that. And send emails, make phone calls, come down to the state capitol and let the committee members that this is not good for the community and ask them to vote against that. So you got to advocate, at least go down fighting.
And what, Valerie, what bill, you said HB what?
HB0328 and SB0318.
SB.
Senate bill.
SB. B?
318.
All right. Now, I wrote that down for you, Senator.
Well, you're welcome to come to my office. Let me give you my office number.
Yes, ma'am.
It's 615-741-2453. And we can tell you who the Senate sponsor is and who the House sponsor is. And, and you can find out what committees it's going to be going through, and have your friends and colleagues to email, write letters, make phone calls, and ask them to vote against that. Tell me again, it's SB what, 318?
It's B0318.
31,
okay.
I got that.
Okay. And the last movement on this was February the 2nd. And it was
February the 4th.
It passed on second consideration, referred to Senate Health and Welfare Committee.
Okay. So it's going through, but going to the Health Committee. So that's what you need to do is get Miss Sharon Kay is getting computer savvy.
Oh, yeah.
Is get on the computer.
I better be. I can't run a radio. Baby, I better. I can't run a radio station. I tell you that.
And find out when it's going to actually come up in that committee. And in fact, you can start. Does it show right there who the Senate sponsor is?
I can certainly find out for you. Now,
if not, you can call my office and I can tell you.
Who would be some of the people that would be on this Health and Welfare Committee? Do you know off the top of your head?
I do not know.
Okay.
I do not know. Let me see. I didn't bring my telephone in here. I do not know.
Because sometimes, you know, Valerie, you know, you got to make the you got to go show up.
Yes,
and knock on some doors, honey. So, because they,
I have our medical society is supposed to be sending an e-blast out to get people to call in and you know, go against this bill, because you know it'd be a disservice. Everybody's gone to college for a degree, and then you say, "Oh no, you don't need a license," and you've had a license all those years.
I agree. Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you wholeheartedly.
That's an insult to you spending the money and the training and everything else.
It also sounds like it might be a health and safety issue as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I know.
Thank you so much, ladies, for your
thank
time.
You. I found the health. Hang on a second, Valerie. The chairman is Senator Crowe, C-R-O-W-E.
Okay.
And the vice chair is Senator Hale, H-A-I-L-E. And the second vice chair is Senator Reeves. So, okay, so pull it up on your computer, and there are about eight members of the on the health committee and contact each one of them and let them know that this is not good for the community, and you tell them why.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay?
Okay, I most certainly will. Thank you so much.
And you let us know how this goes now.
I will, because I love listening to you, Sharon.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
All right.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much for your time, and have a wonderful evening.
Okay, you too. All right, bye-bye.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. We have going to get a comment from our student intern. Tell us, sit down. She is a senior.
Oh, wonderful.
And,
we're proud of our young people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Future leaders.
Absolutely. And she has been here a couple of weeks now, but she is learning to have an opinion.
Okay. Well, let's hear her opinion.
Sanja, thank you for being here today. What's on your mind, young lady?
Well, first of all, I wanted to say thank you so much, Senator Gilmore, for coming by. Just to see you as a young black woman and a woman that's in your shoes, it's just an honor to be in your presence.
Well, thank you. How kind.
Yeah, she was all a flutter when I said that. Yes, honey. Because usually since she's been here, the guests have both been on the phone. And we're going to have our newly minted senator in the flesh.
How about that? Now, you're at Fisk or you're at Tennessee State University?
I am a Fiskite.
All right now. That's great.
Yeah,
that's great. That's
definitely
a wonderful institution.
Do you tell her what your major is, darling?
I am a business major.
Very good.
And why did you want to do an internship at WFSK?
Well, I am pursuing a major in the music business, and radio is a great part of that. So.
Absolutely. And you get good training.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Ms. K and Mr. X is awesome.
I know.
Learning from the best.
They have a lot of knowledge, so just soak it all up.
Yeah.
And also, in a small studio, you have an opportunity to do multiple jobs. So
all
you're learning from ground up. So
all of them do.
You're going to be well trained when you go out.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, that's definitely a pro.
Well, good luck with your career. I'll be looking for your name, say, 5-7 years from now.
Definitely.
And I know you're going to be doing great things.
Yes, she is. I can see it now.
She had a comment. She didn't want to make it on the air, so I sort of twisted her arm a little bit.
Okay, let's hear it.
Go ahead.
Yes, we talked about housing and students and graduation.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, I am a graduating senior.
Right.
And a lot of the other students, a lot of my peers feel this way because, you know, we're so we're kind of terrified because, you know, you graduate and you just, some people are lucky enough to jump in their careers and some people aren't.
Right.
And the cost of living here in Asheville, it just is super high and it's just so unaffordable. I remember, you know, being a junior and not being able to afford to live on campus, and I had to move off of campus, and I was, you know, working and going to school and all of that, and I, you know, couldn't afford anything around my campus, so I had to drive all the way from Nashville and Antioch, and it was an hour drive every day to get to school.
Mm-hmm.
Do you hear any complaints about that? I know there's a lot of things going on with housing and everything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, as I tell people, it's getting harder and harder to be poor in this city.
It is.
We're pushing people onto peripheral of
yes.
Nashville, which is really kind of sad because that hurts our diversity.
Yes.
We want young people, we want seniors and working class people to still be able to afford to be in the city. Actually, I have a bill, and a constituent called me and said, I rent my rental apartments out at the affordable rate. She just does it out of goodness of heart.
Right.
Because she knows that there's a shortage of them in Nashville. I think I should be compensated. So, anyway, I went to talk with our attorney, and he's come up with a bill that if people rent their homes out at the affordable rate, then they will get a tax break.
Hmm.
So I'm hoping that I can get that through the committee process and it will be approved. And that will create more housing units out there on the market
right.
for young people and for people who want to stay in the city.
Yeah.
And it will also help people who have been doing it out of the goodness of their own and perhaps create more of them to also get a tax break. And basically what it says is the difference between the market rate and the affordable rate, that would be the gap of where you would get your discount.
Okay.
And say if you had your home 5 years and you say, it's too much trouble, they tearing up my apartment, or I just don't want the stress of renting it out, then you would pay the difference back to the city for the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Not the entire time you rented it, but just the last 3 years that you'd gotten that discount.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that that will create more housing units on the market.
So far, what's the response been on that?
Well, it hasn't made it to the committee. That would be the real test.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The legislation has been developed. I don't think I've received a physical note on it either, because when you receive a physical note and it costs a lot of money. Sometimes that's kind of the downfall of your legislation as well. But I'm praying that I can get it through, because it's an excellent piece of legislation.
Yeah. Well, and Sandra, do you think as a rising senior that our city and our state are sending out the wrong message? We have a lot of universities here and institutions of higher learning, and yet, you know, you all are going to be strapped with debt. You're going to have to, you know, start from scratch, and you won't even be able to live nearby. Is that insurmountable for someone that is in your age?
Oh, it does send out a very, very clear message of what is happening in this environment.
Mm-hmm.
Me being a young girl from Detroit, I moved down to Nashville and, you know, during my college years. And, yeah, this definitely sends a big message to people like me who are not, you know, Nashvillians that come down here to, you know, better themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And this issue persists.
Yeah. And transportation is an issue.
Yes, it is.
If you don't have a car, then how do you get back in?
Exactly.
And sometimes our bus system is not as robust as it need to be.
Yes.
They don't go out far enough.
Right.
They don't come back as often as we need them.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's
some issues.
A huge
but you know
issue.
It is. But you know what's even worse about this?
What's that?
Is that in the next 10 years, we're outsourcing, we're training young minds in the city
to move somewhere else because Nashville's going to lose them.
Exactly. We want to be. We can't afford to keep our own talent.
Right.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Well, and the taxpayers of Nashville who are still able to stay in Davidson County, we're footing the bill on all that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, because I know about probably everybody else that owns a house in Nashville now that's been existing, and it gets those letters every two or three days saying you want to sell your house, I'll job. I mean, you get so many of those things.
It makes
things.
It so attractive. Yeah. You know, it's hard for people to say no. But I try to, when I go to community meetings, I tell them, try to hold on to your property as
you
long
better.
As you can.
Or you're not going to have nowhere to live.
Because property is not replaceable.
No.
And if you just feel like you do have to sell, make sure you get a good price
yeah.
for it. Just don't give your property
yeah.
away.
And have a plan. Because my fear is that people will just be so desperate that they will, because you see the face of Jackson Street is totally changed. If you
Absolutely.
Go down and then around the corner here as well mm-hmm. with the new tall skinnies and everything that they are building in and around mm-hmm. this area.
And it seems like it happens overnight.
Yes.
It's just a period of weeks and it's a totally different community.
Totally. Totally. Well, this will still be your district.
Yes. And I want to invite your interns and your young people to come down to the state capitol.
Okay.
I would welcome an opportunity for them to shadow me one day.
Oh,
and just come down
Sanja.
There.
Yes. Hey.
That's your state capitol. You paying taxes like anybody else.
Yeah. Now, let the other two students from TSU who are here shadowing today to come to tell us who they are. You know, when they say they want to shadow Miss K, I'm like, girl, did you bring your rollerblades?
Because you're moving fast,
yeah,
honey.
You,
great cursing.
Come
great
over
cursing.
Here, sweetie. You here. Now, before we close up shop, Jazz has been here for some hours. What kind of experience has it been for you?
Well, it's been well. I can't hear myself, but I've had a great experience. I came last week on Monday, and I was shadowing Mr. X-Man out there for a little bit, and we had a interview, I guess you can say, but I didn't record anything.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, you're a student here at Fisk or TSU?
TSU.
Very good.
Yeah,
very good.
She's alumni.
You know, my blood runs blue. I love Fisk, too.
Yeah, I love Fisk.
You grew up in Nashville?
No, Durham, North Carolina.
Okay.
Shout out Bull City.
Okay. And your name?
Miss Nzingo Walker. And I'm from TSU also.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what's your major?
I'm broadcast journalism major.
Oh, alrighty then.
Right.
You in the house, girl. You in the right
great
place.
Experience for you.
Yeah. So is this part of your, is coming here part of your assignment?
Yeah, it's a part of my radio newscast class, but honestly, I wasn't interested in radio, but once I, you know, did this job shadowing, I just saw, like, a great opportunity to, like, just get my voice heard.
Good for you.
And to meet cool people and learn stuff, girl. That's what's up, baby.
Yeah, and that's so important because this radio plays such an important part of making people aware of
Absolutely.
What some of the community issues are.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I wanted you to meet the future generation
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely. I'm so proud of these young ladies.
You know, we enjoy having them intern because I told them on the show that I want their opinions because you all
because they're smart.
Yeah, and they need an opportunity to not just let me do a show, but we in the grown realm here.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to be grown? Let me get an answer from you on this. What would you do if, you know, so I don't want it to be about hip-hop and hairdos.
Yeah.
Okay? That is not going to float my boat at all. We got to talk about the relevant things that are pressing the community. So, ladies, we thank you for coming.
Yeah, thank you.
And
thank you
for representing
you.
Your...
And thank you for representing very well.
Now, who's the Delta you said was a Delta?
She left.
She's a
Fisk student. I think she said she had a class that she's a Fisk student, but she has a class at Vanderbilt, she said.
Oh, okay, so I missed her. Okay.
Yes.
All right, now, if y'all don't get A's, I'm going to be mad at you.
That's right. You all make us proud, okay?
Who's your professor?
Mr. Terry Likes.
Yes.
Okay, and yours?
Terry Likes. Yeah,
okay.
We're in the same class.
All right, good. Mm-hmm. So, professor, I worked them over while they were
That's good.
Senator, you have, I didn't get a chance to talk to you about the Black Caucus. Next time that you come,
Yes.
We can discuss caucus.
Yes. And we can talk about Centoria Brown the next time that I come.
Yes.
You got to get me back down here.
It'll be sooner than rather than later.
Yeah, so
sooner.
Can we talk about the plan that we have for her when she's released?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We got a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah, and thank you for having me.
Of course. Y'all, of course.
I appreciate you so much, Karen.
Yes, I appreciate you. Now, tell the audience where your office number and how to reach you if they want to get with you.
Okay, if there's anything at all that I can do for any of my community listening audience, feel free to reach out to me. Uh-huh. I'm Brenda Gilmore. My office is 768. Uh-huh. That's the room number. Cordell Hall Building. I'm right behind, it's on 5th Avenue North, right behind the Municipal Auditorium.
Okay.
And my office number is 615-741-2453.
Excellent.
So feel free to call me and let me know what your issues and how I can help you. I stand on great shoulders. This was Avon Williams' position.
Oh, wow.
Senator Harper also had it for almost 30 years.
Yes.
So I don't take the position lightly at all. Yes.
Amen. Well, you represent so well.
Thank you. Thank you.
And we're very proud of you, and ask the Lord to bless and keep you always.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Nashville, that is all ALL that we have for you today. You all have the very best of the best. And don't forget who loves you.
You've been listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station and its management.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.